Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network, your last chance to get in your comment or question or thought. I'm with State Senator Kristen Dessler-Alfheim. We're talking about the big challenge for Democrats in 2026 and beyond. So many people for so long in this country have been fed the Republican baseline that for anyone else to do better requires someone else to do worse. That's what I mean when I say zero sum. That everything is a win-loss transaction and there are only ever two sides. It's what we kind of get fed in the ephemera. And you couple that, it gets worse by the idea that we simply don't have enough. We don't have enough access. We don't have enough food. We don't have enough pharmaceuticals. We don't have enough housing. We don't have enough. There's not enough. So you have to fight for it in this very sort of dystopian, Hobbes-ish, dog-eat-dog way. And if that's the frame that sort of implicitly runs through a lot of our culture, progressives have to be aware of the fact that what they offer up as the outcomes that they wish to see in the world is understood and heard by some as necessitating harm to themselves or their family, and they will never vote for it and never support it. Right. Senator Alfheim, am I getting that? It sounded like you were saying something along those lines. I don't want to put any words in your mouth, but that's one of the frames that I've used to try to understand this, is that if people are in a place of fear and if they see the world as zero sum and they believe that we have false scarcity, two things which I do not believe are true, you have to be very wary of the, oh, well, there's plenty, don't worry about it. Like, that won't sell well.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's the perception. The perception of people for decades, our party, the Democrats, have used the fight against the wealthy, right? The wealthy has been the term used. But we forget the fact that so many people in middle America have come up in standing. They've come up financially from where their parents were or their grandparents. They've worked very, very hard. And in their minds, they are wealthy. So they think they're the target. And the Republicans have done a fantastic job of making middle America think that it's those below them that are coming to get their share. Well, yes. That's not true. That's never been true. So right. We as a party have to make sure that we are clear in our communication. There are lots of millionaires that live in the Fox Valley, and they're normal people. They're normal, hardworking people. They're not the problem. They're frugal. They have lived lean their entire lives and worked hard. They're not the target. Do we have wealthy, mega billionaires out there that have gotten away scot-free? Yes, we have. But we've not done a good job of identifying the corporate help that has been given, the tax breaks on the corporate side that are in double-digit profit range, the billionaires that a 1.5% tax cut to a billionaire or somebody making $10 million a year is a lot of money, which is why they fund the PACs we do. Because we have not specifically targeted in the last decade, we have not done a good job of pointing way up the hill where the problem is to those that are so far. We will never understand the wealth that exists in this country. Yeah. We really won't. But the Republicans have done a fantastic job of making middle America feel that they're the target of all of these Democratic policies in a negative way, like we're there to take.
Yes.
It's not true. And yet it is what's believed. And until we can convince them otherwise, until our messaging is corrected so that we are looking to help the entire community, help all of us. When one wins, we all win. If we can start to change the messaging instead of trying to attack, we can actually pull people towards us. They have to be able to not identify as the target of these changes in a negative way. There are targets, and we should share clearly who they are and what they are so that we can have them come with us. get of all the things Republicans do, they message better than we do.
Oh, always
and
have.
And we have to fix that.
Yes.
They have. They're more strategic. And so we have to, as a party, be careful of the only people that we're fighting for are the downtrodden. That adds to that fight.
Yeah.
We aren't just fighting for those who don't have. We are fighting for everyone, no matter where you are. You should have rights to have prosperity and success in the United States. And that does include those that don't have anything, those that have worked very hard. That is the umbrella. The umbrella is everybody that is a hardworking family member out there. And we're on their team. And that's leadership and that's communication. And my fear, as we work towards the majority, as we work towards, I'm not sure what's going to happen at the governor's level, but we need that chair. Whether it's Governor Evers or somebody else, it better be a blue chair, right?
Yep.
At a national level, we need a blue chair. We need fair maps. We need the majority. We have to have leadership that is capable of pulling people with them towards that vision. They have to be able to communicate it. They have to mean it. It is a shared vision of the majority, the far majority of this country and this state, that we find success collectively.
Folks, I'm sorry. I know she'll come back on the show. I know we'll talk about this more. A shared vision of prosperity for every single hardworking American. That's what it's about. That's going to do it for me today. Big, big thanks to my friend and yours, State Senator Kristen Dossler-Alfheim. Always laying down the common sense. Can't wait to talk to her again. Can't wait to talk to you again. We got a special replay for you tomorrow because we got a big meeting in Madison for all the civic media folks. I'll be back on Thursday, folks. You take care. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together.